Good morning, Hammer. How are you?
Good, mate. It's not good out in the water, is it? It's pretty sad.
Yeah, mate, she's pretty blowy. Pretty blowy all weekend. Might be a good time to go run some crab pots or find somewhere nice and protected and chase some brim and whiting and the likes.
Mate, much report of muddies around over the last sort of week or so?
Mate, it's been pretty quiet, which is pretty typical for this time of year. But to be fair, it's better than average. So, you know, last year we didn't have any rain this time of year and it was pretty quiet everywhere. Whereas I am getting reports of a few good feeds of muddies coming through in dribs and drabs, up through the Narrows crab pretty well over the sort of New Year's period. In town's been tough. In the Calliope, it's all been pretty tough. But like I said, up through the Narrows crab pretty well, down at Turkey Beach crab pretty well. So just got to put that little bit of extra effort in and travel a few more miles and you get a feed.
Mate, what would you recommend? I mean, there's so many different types of bait that people use in their pots. My dad, for one, used to use pig heads. I've always gone for the fish. But then there was a guy in Garoo who used to fish up north of the Horton. He was called the Chicken Man. He used to put chickens, like frozen chickens in there.
Yeah, so a lot of the commercial guys run chicken. It's basically whatever's cheapest at the time. You know, like if they can get mullet for the right price, they use mullet. If they can get chooks for the right price, they use chooks. But I found with the chooks, and my grandfather taught me this, it actually gives them the runs. So if you use chook for bait and you plan on keeping your crabs for a while, you know, you can put them in a butcher's bin with a sack bag over them and you can leave them for, you know, 5-6 days, no dramas.
Yeah.
But if you catch them on chook, they actually get the runs and end up carking it.
All right, so no chooks. don't keep away from the chicken set. What about pig set?
Yeah. Well, apparently I've never used pig, but I've heard it does the same thing. It gives them the runs as well.
All right.
So if you don't use it, fine, use it. Like, they catch crabs, no doubt, but you just got to cook them straight away, basically.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, well, just stick with the fish is probably the best way. Mate, throwing a line out in the water over the weekend, like you said, it'll be the creeks and rivers and inshore off the beach, you say?
Yeah, basically, mate. Like, anywhere you can get out of that wind, it's pretty bad out there right now, so... You know, the tops of the systems where it's a bit more protected is probably going to be your best bet. I know the Calliope fished really well last week, so, you know, there's plenty of protected spots you can get up the top of the Calliope and down throughout Devil's Elbow and that sort of area. Plenty of grunter and brim and mangrove jack all through there, so definitely, if you're going to do something, that'd be my pick.
All right. Well, mate, you've got all the information. People may be not going fishing because it is too windy. It might be a good time to have a look at their gear. Fill up their tackle boxes and make sure all the gear's working properly for them to get ready to go out in the water, and you can help them out there, can't you?
Yeah, mate, definitely we can help them out, tell them what they need and where to go. So you just be like me over the last 2 weeks. I've just been looking at my fishing gear and changing stuff and not using it.
Right, our buddy, thank you. Have a good weekend. We'll catch up next week, eh?
Sounds good, mate. You have a good one.
You too. There's our fishing report with Liam on Complete Angler from Complete Angler. Interesting about the crab bait, isn't it? We'll try different things over the years. Quad to Nine, songs you can sing along to, like this one from Genesis. Good morning.